Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today in Yankton, South Dakota, as we take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, the third ball game of the week. As long as we keep winning, we kind of like this stuff, huh?
You know, that's the key. As long as you keep winning, it's fun. It's when it goes the other way that all of a sudden you start wishing you were at home a little bit more and wishing you were playing non-conference teams.
We've got to Mount Marty today here in Yankton, and we've talked about it before. This is just a tough place for us to play.
You know, you go back traditionally, and in both of our programs, when I was at Dakota State or even with Hastings here, we brought some teams in here that were on paper the better ball teams, and we've struggled to get wins. I was thinking the other day that the last time I felt really comfortable coming in here was our first year here with Lindsay and Kay and that group. We were 9-0 coming in, playing very well, shooting the ball very well, and we were down 22 at halftime. So this gym has traditionally given us some challenges.
Yeah, Mount Marty usually plays, takes it up a step or two here.
They do. They shoot the ball very well at home, and they have great crowd support. And I don't know, it's only a three-hour drive up here, but the way we play sometimes, seems like we've just come cross country to get to play the game.
You've won three ball games in a row now. A win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan. Once again, it was your defense.
It was, and timely offense. I guess I'll say that. I thought our offensive rebounding was really critical in that game as well, especially in the second half where we shot only 31% from the floor. There were times in the second half when we get two and three and four shots, and we were able to run 60, 90 seconds off of the shot or off of the game clock as well in that last 5 minutes. So, you know, we're not very pretty on offense right now, but it's been good enough recently.
Yeah, didn't shoot the ball extremely well in that ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan. But like I said, we found other ways to win that ball game and really control the thing.
We did, and even in the first half, we shot about 48% from the field, so it was just a half. But again, offensively, I'm not sure what the problem is. We've had a couple of ball games now where we're up around the 50% mark all through the game. We were patient. We took good shots. We put them in. Just. We have problems sometimes with our turnovers, and that's really the one that the stat that's gotten us in trouble.
Great inside game with Laurel Zwiener and also Alicia Stadler. I think you outscored them in the paint 40-18.
Well, and on top of that, they grabbed 23 rebounds between the two of them, so they now dominated two phases of the game. And, you know, that's that double low look that we've been working on all season long, and sometimes it's been very effective, and sometimes it hasn't. A team like Northwestern tends to run us off the court as we try and get bigger, so you just have to look for the right matchup, and when it's there, they do their job, and it's a great advantage for us.
Is a team like Northwestern have success against that particular set?
Well, because they run you so fast, and you're constantly in 5-on-3. As we've talked about, the reason we beat them twice a couple of years ago and by double-digit figures in both ball games, we scored every time down the floor, so they never got to run. They always had to take the ball out of bounds, which is two steps backwards before they can start running. And so our offense limited their running game, and we just haven't been able to do that against them to score consistently enough to where they really can't get the running game going.
So we got to pick and choose the teams that we run that offense?
We really do. If they're going to put five track people on the floor, that's a tough one for us. And on top of that, then you wear your posts out, and you've got both of them on the floor at the same time, so your next rotation gets very small.
Taz York, a pretty solid ball game for you, too, in Lincoln with 10 points.
Yeah, we've seen some good play out of a lot of people over the last month individually. What we have to do in this stretch run is we've got to collectively start putting it together to where both inside and outside are playing well, to where our drivers and our shooters and our post-up people are playing well offensively, and then continue the defense.
Sounds like a broken record, but this one shaping up to be a big game today, not only in the GPAC but nationally.
It is. This is a team that's receiving votes. This is a team that's one game behind us in the conference standings. So to come out of this week 3-0 would certainly be helpful in both our standings and in the national rankings. You've got Briarcliff that's only one game ahead of us at this point in the conference, and they're playing Concordia at home today. So two very big ball games in the conference for Briarcliff and ourselves.
Of course, the big picture is qualifying for the national tournament this year. You still feel good there?
Well, I'll tell you in about 5 days when we finish this game and with Concordia, those are our last two road games. that's probably going to have go a long ways into determining whether we can feel comfortable in that last week.
All right, we'll take care of business here today with the Lancers, hopefully, and we'll come back and talk about Mount Marty as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings on the road here this afternoon against Mount Marty. Coach, is a team we saw just a few weeks ago, beat them by the score of 67-56, but a very capable team today.
Well, they're a team that that can shoot the ball very well on the perimeter. They have a couple of people who drive very well, and their posts are very mobile. In the last ball game, we did a pretty good job of containing the three-point shooters. We did a very good job in the post. We had some problems with their penetration, so that's the one area that we're going to have to do what we did last time, but be a little better this time, because when they penetrate, now they start getting some easy shots for people.
How do we stop the penetration take?
Well, you've got to take good angles. As we protect that high post and they reverse the ball back to the point, and that's where they were beating us on the penetration, we have to take a good angle to cut that off. Rather than to run at them like they're shooters out there. And so that'll be a big part of it. I think our zone has to be important to us today from some matchup perspectives. And so how we handle that penetration in the zone is going to probably determine our fate.
You mentioned they're outside shooting. They're number one in the conference in three-point percentage this week. Like a couple of good shooters out.
They do. Taylor Forrish is an outstanding shooter at about 42% of ball game and a very quick first step. So she's got that drive and shooting combination on you. Winnie has been starting for him lately, and she really hurt us in penetration last time. And then you've got Berg, who is in a little mini shooting slump from the three-point line lately, and we'll have to hope that we can keep her in that.
Kylie Gross is another girl we'll keep our eyes on today, the number one rebounder in the GPAC.
She's great on the baseline, and that's why I say when Winnie starts penetrating and she's sneaking around on the baseline and Alicia has to come up and help on it, that's where she ends up picking up 12, 14 points, and they're all two-footers. And, you know, you're going to hit about 19% of those, or 99% of those two-foot shots. So our guards have to help with it, and then Alicia can stay on Gross, then we'll be okay with that matchup.
Keys for us today in this thing?
We've got to be able to stop penetration. We've got to be able to sit on the three-point shooters, and offensively, we've got to hit some shots again all over the floor, not just inside or not just through penetration. We've got to have balance.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Laddie E. Simple Arena. We're in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. Bronco basketball in the air from 1230 KHIS. Tough one here today as Hastings College gets set to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. I'm Mike Willa, call the play-by-play for this afternoon. Got the women's game up first. Hastings College coming in, ranked number 19 in the country. And the win is NAIA Division II Coaches Top 25 poll. The Broncos sitting at 18-8 on the season. They are 10-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is the third ball game in 6 days for Hastings College as they took care of Dort on Monday night, winning by a score of 67-58, went on the road and played in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday and won by a score of 61-52. So the third game in the last 6 days for the Broncos have faced a team that they beat back at home earlier this year by a score of 67-56. The Lancers come in. They have a record of 15 wins and 11 losses on the season. They are 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have been beaten soundly the last two games, losing at Briar Cliff 110-74 and losing to Northwestern the other night by a score of 71-57. But this is a team that will present some challenges for the Hastings College women's basketball team here this afternoon. Mount Marty is number one in the conference in three-point shooting at 34% from the field. They've got Alexa Berg, who is hitting 33% of her three-pointers, and Taylor Forsch, who is hitting 40% of her trays so far this year. So a couple of girls will have to watch from the outside. And then we talked about the girl inside, Kylie Gross. Gross is the number one rebounder in the conference, averaging 9.5 rebounds per game. She's averaging 13.7 points per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Mount Marty here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Got the men's game coming up next. Both of our contests today going to go a lot toward determining who's going to make the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Hastings College right now sitting in fifth place. The Broncos have their eyes on maybe a national tournament berth here this year, but they got a tough week next week as they face number two-ranked Concordia on the road. That'll be a Wednesday game, and the next Saturday we'll be back at home for our final game of the regular season against number five-ranked Morningside. So two of the top five-ranked teams will be the competition next week for Hastings College, but they got their eyes here set on Mount Marty. Hastings sitting in fifth place in the conference right now. Mount Marty is sitting in sixth. Only one game separates those two teams. And the top eight out of the regular season standings will make the postseason tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. On the men's side of things, you've got Hastings and Mount Marty again separated by only one game. Hastings is currently tied for 10th place. Mount Marty is in ninth. In fact, there's a log jam still for the final two spots or the final three spots on the men's side of things as Nebraska Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia, Mount Marty, Hastings, and Doan all separated by just one or one and a half games there as we head down to the final week of the regular season here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So a big day here for Hastings College, both on the women's and men's side of things. The other games going on in the conference today, it's Briar Cliff playing at Morningside. Doan is at Northwestern. Concordia is at Dort, and Hastings playing here against Mount Marty. There's a non-conference game going on later on this afternoon. Midland is playing on the road at Dakota State, and Nebraska Wesleyan has the Sunday game this week playing at Dakota Wesleyan. So you've got action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon with Hastings and Mount Marty. We'll take a timeout here, come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon as we get set for basketball action involving Hastings and Mount Marty. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. All right, the playing of the national anthem here in Yankton as we get set to go with Hastings College and Mount Marty here this afternoon. Got a big classic going on at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island today with high school basketball teams. In fact, there's eight games being played up there and some good matchups today. Three games are already in the books. We understand Giltner has knocked off Overton in one of the ball games, 43-41. Adams Central today picked up a win over Pierce by the score of 40-27. And Hastings St. Cecilia, after losing a ball game last night to Grand Island Central Catholic, dropped one today to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 55-38. The rest of the schedule up in Grand Island at the Heartland Event Center. You've got Sutton up next. They'll take on Norfolk Catholic, and then Grand Island Central Catholic will play Donovan Trumbull. Those games will be on ESPN 1550 KICS today. Then the three late games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 5:45 this afternoon, Minden will play Gretna. At 7:30, Grand Island against South Sioux City, and Heartland Lutheran against Sumner Eddyville Miller at 9:15. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The starting lineups for the Lancers out of Mount Marty, you'll go with Kayla Karst, a 5'9" senior out of Castlewood, South Dakota. Also getting a start will be April Winnie. She's 5'7", a sophomore from Olivet, South Dakota. Coming out will be Taylor Forsh from Baltic, South Dakota, a 5'7" junior. Also getting a start for the Lancers will be Hannah Youngbird. She is 5'9", a junior out of Yankton, South Dakota. That's your starting lineups for Mount Marty here this afternoon. Hastings College going to go with Taz Yorg in the ball game here today. Taz, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska. Also, Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. Also getting a start for Hastings, Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic High School. And also getting a start for Hastings today is going to be Frankie Peterson. Peterson, 5'9", a sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska. And also Kaylee Ragoth getting a start today for head coach Jeff Dittman, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball, Nebraska. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank member, FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Lancers will be in their white, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right, and the Broncos control the opening tip. We're at the Laddie E. Simple Arena here in Yankton, South Dakota. We've got some very good basketball teams here in the past and have come out on the short end of things. Mount Marty plays extremely well here at home. Hastings College with the opening possession of this ball game. Alicia Stadler playing beyond the three-point circle. Goes down in the corner. That's going to be Peterson with the ball out to Kaylee Ragoth. They knock it inside. That's going to be Stadler with the ball. Kicks it back out here to Frankie Peterson. Now to Taz Yorg. Inside to Stadler. Her shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scoring there for Hastings College. Stadler has been on a tear the past couple of ball games. She's averaging 15 points per ball game and 9.2 rebounds per game. Hastings College out on top with a score of 2-0, just underway. Here in Yankton as Mount Marty has their opening possession of this first half. Forsh has got the ball, comes across the top to Karst. Karst now to Youngbird. Youngbird brings it to the top of the key on a dribble, gets it away now to Winnie. Back out to Youngbird for three. Shot good. Anna Youngberg getting a three-pointer there for Mount Marty to get the Lancers on the scoreboard. And Mount Marty is out on top on a score of 3-2. They're the number one shooting team from three-point range in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They knocked one home right here on their opening possession. Stanley with the ball inside. Nice pass over to Raga. She can't convert it to hole, though. And the rebound comes down to a Kylie Gross. Gross clears it out here on the near sideline to April Winnie. Runs it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass underneath all alone as Carson shots up and in. Winnie gets the assist. Kayla Carson gets the field goal, and the Lancers go out on top by a score of 5-2 here in the ballgame. Here comes Brittany Wong with the ball to Raggett over on the left side now. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Gets it out to Taz York. Now to Brittany Wong down in the corner. That's going to be Raggett with the ball. Inbounds pass, or the inbound pass is going to be intercepted as they try to take it away from Stadler. And they do as they drive it back the other way. Winnie goes for the hole, and her shot's no good, but it's lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Hastings. So they're trying to get it inside that time to Stadler, and the ball was picked off there. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Broncos are averaging 17 turnovers per contest. Into the ballgame immediately is going to be Melissa Thompson. Thompson comes in. Raggett checks out. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Doing the honors over there is going to be Taylor Forsh, and now the official is going to discuss things here. The shot clock is sitting at 25 seconds. The game clock at 18:14. They will leave that put. And it's going to be Mount Marty inbounding the ball down here in the corner as they play it in to a car. She dribbles the ball into the lane, dumps it off on the side. The shot is up and in. Kylie Gross scores there, and Mount Marty is out on top with a score of 7-2 over Hastings. The Broncos scored the first 2 points in the ball game. Mount Marty has come back to score seven straight. Here's a Taz Yorick with the ball. Right side of the lane. Taz holds it. Comes across the top to Stadler. Alicia dribbling with the ball. Has to give it up. Goes to Peterson on the wing on the left side. Peterson, dribble penetration into the lane. She stops there. Comes over here to Taz. Shot with three is up there. No good. We've got a foul call and a rebound. That's going to go on Hastings. Got a player hitting the deck there. That was Karst. And a personal foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Thompson. Melissa Thompson picks up her first personal foul and the first team foul on Hastings College. So not a good start here for the Broncos this afternoon. Mount Marty out on top with a score of 7-2. And the Lancers picking apart the Bronco defense. Most of these shots, there's nobody been around for the Bronco defense so far. Here's on the left side, Karst again, a wide open three-year shot. It's good. Kayla Karst knocking down a three-pointer, and Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have fallen behind here early in the ballgame. We've got 17 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. It is Mount Marty 10, Hastings 2.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
So Mount Marty has come out and hit a couple of three-pointers against Hastings College. They've scored a couple of other easy two-point field goals, and the Lancers have the lead over the Broncos here 10-2 as we got 17 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Following the timeout, Hastings College comes back on the offensive attack. That's Taz Yorick with the ball. April Winnie right in her face defensively. Here's Brittany Wong here on the near sideline. Gets it out to Stadler, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Frankie Peterson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Frankie gets away. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down and is picked up by Mount Marty on the baseline. Gross picks it up down there for the Lancers as they run it back the other way. That's Youngberg with the ball. Now off to Karst. Karst falls down to her knees, and she's going to be tied up in the play here by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Lancers, so we'll stay right here. Mount Marty will play it in off of the far sideline. The score is 10-2. Mount Marty has got the lead over 19th-ranked Hastings here this afternoon. Youngberg will play the ball and gets it out here to Taylor Forsh. Forsh is their leading scorer, number four in the conference at 16.6 points per ball game. Driving her way toward the basket, her shot is up there. There's no getting it. A foul is going to be called here on Brittany Wong. Brittany picks up her first personal foul, the second team foul on Hastings here in this first half of play. And now Taylor Forsh goes to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. She is eighth in the conference in free throw percentage. She's a 5 foot 7 inch junior from Baldick, South Dakota, knocking down 78% of her free throws so far this year. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Mount Marty is a team hitting 67% from the free throw line. That's 10th in the conference out of the 11 teams. They are 8th in field goal percentage at 40%, and they're number one in 3-point shooting at 34%. Taylor Forsch will have another shot here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be off the back rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. So it's an 11-2 ball game. Mount Marty with the early lead over Hastings College this afternoon. There's Brittany Wong, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to a Taz Yorick. Foul shot is up there, no good, but she draws the personal foul. So Taz on the offensive glass, and the personal foul is going to be called on April Winnie of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first foul, first team foul on the Lancers. Hastings did a great job of the offensive glass on Wednesday night against Nebraska Wesleyan. They pick up the offensive board right there, and now Yorick picks up a free throw. She steps to the free throw line here for Hastings. That ends a long drought there. Mount Marty has scored 11 points in a row. 11-3 is the score now. 16 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first half as Taz hits her second free throw. And it is now 11-4. Now the Broncos are going to apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Mount Marty will bring it up. This is going to be Karst with the ball. As Karst will hop it across the midcourt stripe here to Winnie. Now to Karst. Back to Winnie on the far sideline. On the wing, gets away. Winnie penetrates, kicks it back out here in three-point territory to Taylor Forsch. Forsch with the ball, takes it to the top of the key. Over here to Karst again. 7 seconds in the shot clock. Karst goes inside under the hole there. The gross, and she could be tied up on the play. Shovels the ball inside right in front of the hole there to Kylie Gross, and she's immediately tied up there by Statler of Hastings. This time the arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so that'll be a turnover on Mount Marty. Hastings down by 7 points early in the ball game. 16 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Brittany Wong, gets away, drives the ball to the hole. Shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong scores for Hastings. Took it out here in 3 points. Territory found the seam of the defense and took it right to the hole. 11-6 is the score. Hastings down by 5 points. April Winnie with the ball. She drives it down the lane. Here's a pass that's going to be kicked there by Statler. Kicked out of bounds by Alicia Statler, and it's going to be Mount Marty playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Alexa Berg will play things in. Comes out here to April Winnie. Winnie looking to penetrate there against Yorick. Sends it inside now to Gross. She wheels in a lane. Her shot over Statler is no good. Rebound Alicia Statler for Hastings. Alicia dribbles out of there for the Broncos and gets the ball away now to Brittany Wong. Hastings down by 5 points. 11-6 to score. 15 and a half minutes to play here from Yankton. We're in the first half. Taz Yorick, another pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. A second turnover on Hastings. Coming back with the ball is forcing in. Her pass is knocked out of bounds. Getting back there defensively for Hastings was Taz Yorick. They knocked the ball out of bounds on the break there, so it'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Berg gets it in to Karst, and she's fouled in a play. Kayla Karst right in front of the hole there, and the foul is going to go here on Hastings College. That's going to be the third team foul on Hastings. They'll whistle this one, I think, on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be your first. Third teamer on the Broncos, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing the ball in. Bounce pass comes into the way, and two cars puts a move on Statler. It's not going to be blocked down by Alicia. Alicia grabs the ball for Hastings. Back the other way. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Brittany Wong. She'll hold things up. Now to Statler, dribbles inside the lane. Her shot from Tan won't go. And the rebound comes down to Alexa Berg. Berg has got it now for Mount Marty. As she runs her back the other way for the Lancers, goes on the wing on the right side. That's a young Berg. The ball's being intercepted. Intercepted there by Taz York. She drives, shoots, and scores. Taz Yorick gets the interception, and she gets the field goal back at the other end. First 2 points of the ball game by Taz Yorick. The second turnover on Mount Marty. Hastings is back to within 3 points. 11-8 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Here's Force with the ball. Goes over there to Berg. Brings it out here in 3 points here. And Toyin sends the ball across the court here out of bounds. So the third turnover on the Lancers now. Into the ball game for Mount Marty is going to be Brittany Little. Little comes in. She's a 5'10" junior out of Castle Rock, South Dakota. She's averaging 3.9 points and 3 rebounds per ballgame. The 11-8, Hastings down by 3. Josie Schomp also into the ballgame. Cammie Bruckman into the ballgame for Hastings. Bruckman sends the ball to the left wing. The ball tapped out of bounds. Is it lost out? Yes, it was Brittany Wong, the last to touch it. So 3 turnovers now on Hastings. Schomp into the ballgame, and also Cammie Bruckman for head coach Jeff Dittman, along with Melissa Thompson and Alicia Stadler. Brittany Wong stays out there for the Broncos. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-8. Alexa Berg has got the ball on the wing on the left side to the far sideline to Taylor. Forsch sends it inside. The ball's going to be tipped right back down to the corner to Forsch. Now she drives the ball in the lane. The ball is tipped away. It's still loose. Now we got a jump ball down there as Forsch is tied up in the play by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Lancers, so we'll stay right here. Mount Marty will have 13 seconds on the shot clock. We got 14:03 to play here in the first half. Mount Marty out on top of Hastings by the score of 11-8. They get the ball into Gross. Her shot over Stadler is going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Cammy Bruckman with the ball down the far sideline to Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos. They can tie here with a three-point field goal. Wong sends it inside to Stadler. Contact made. Foul called. Alicia backing up, and I think that's Gross picking up the personal foul here for Mount Marty. That's going to be the third team foul, or the second team foul on the Lancers here in the first half of play. So Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 11-8. Here's a Cammy Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman comes out here to Josie Schaap. Man-to-man defense here for Mount Marty. On the wing on the right side is going to be Brittany Wong. Wong directing some traffic. Taylor Force right under grill defensively. Wong backs up, sends it out to Schaap for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes down in the corner. Kaylee Raggett grabs it now for the Broncos as Raggett is back into the ball game. Out here to a Brittany Wong. Wong drives the ball to the elbow, right side of the lane. Gives it away now to Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles once. Back out on top to a Josie Schaap. Schaap sends it over in the left sideline to a Raggett. She takes it down to the baseline and now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Little. So Laurel Zwiener misses one right in front of the hole, and Little comes down with the rebound. Down in the corner now to Alexa Berg. Back out of the wing to Forsch. Forsch drives the ball against Wong. Spins left side of the lane. Puts up a scoop shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener outlet pass comes to the near sideline. That's Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Josie Schaap. Top of the key. Cammy Bruckman has got it. Dribbling the ball. Comes back over on the right wing. That's going to be Josie Schaap. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Here's a pass into the lane. A shot up and in. Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener scores, and Hastings is back to within 1 point. Hastings has scored the last 8 points here in the contest after Mount Marty jumped out to an 11-2 lead. It's now 11-10, and now the Lancers want to call timeout. Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. 12 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty 11, Hastings 10.
Make this Valentine's Day perfect with a perfect gift. A perfect gift offers stunning fresh floral arrangements and exotic and blooming plants. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind gift, check out the artwork, candy bouquets, jewelry, candles, and more. The perfect gift can custom design something unique and special for your Valentine. Call Jossie, Shannon, Mary, or Kathy to place your order in advance for delivery. Call 462-6060. That's 462-6060 in their new location at 615 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings. A perfect gift.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Lancers have the ball to go right to work. Here's a pass inside to Brittany Little, and her shot is up and in. Little scoring there for Mount Marty. It's now a 13-10 ball game as the Lancers break the Hastings College run here. Josie Schaap sends it inside. Here's a Raggeth with the ball in the lane. She's trapped in there. Kaylee Raggeth finally gets it out of there to a Josie Schaap, now to a Bruckman. Back at the Schaap, top of the key. Back inside to Raggeth. That's through her fingertips out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their fourth turnover in the ball game. Raggeth is going to, let's see, it's going to be Sophia McDermott coming into the ball game now, and Brittany Wong will check out. Jeff Dittman had some stern words there with Kaylee Raggeth as she came down the floor. 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this first half. It's a 13-10 ball game. Mount Marty has got the lead. Lancers have the ball, and a foul over there on Sophia McDermott. She just checked in there. That's Johanna Scheich. They just checked in there as well for the Lancers. She was fouled in the play. So McDermott picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth, or the first, and the team's fourth. Mount Marty on the attack, driving down the lane. Here's a shot by DeCam that's going to be no good, but she was hacked in the arm. Allison DeCam also just checked in there for Mount Marty, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. Laurel Zwiener picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Allison DeCam will go to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. Her shot is up there in the shot good. DeCam is a 62% foul shooter in the season. She's averaging 6 points and six rebounds per ball game. And the Lancers are out on top by a score of 14-10. Allison DeCam will have one more. Shot is up there. It's perfect. 15-10 now. The Lancers back out on top. Hastings College back with the ball. Here's Sophia McDermott. Comes across the top. That's Zwiener with it now. Laurel Zwiener over on the wing on the left side to Cammy Bruckman. Out to Raggett now. Raggett in three-point territory. Sends it to the wing on the right side. That's McDermott. Her pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Zwiener, and they threw it over her head. That takes some doing because Laurel Zwiener is 6'4". McDermott throws the ball over her head out of bounds. That's the fifth turnover on the Broncos. End of the ball game now for Hastings. We're going to have Statler back out there. Here comes Frankie Peterson back out for Hastings College. And now the Broncos will go with the tall lineup with both Statler and Laurel Zwiener in the ball game, along with Schomp and also Frankie Peterson out there and Sophia McDermott. Mount Marty with the lead, and they've got the basketball. 15-10 is the score. Here's a Youngberg with the ball. Rainbow pass down in the corner left side to Alexa Berg. Back out here to a Shike. Comes across the top to Youngberg. Back to Shike on the wing. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Youngberg for three. Shot good. Hannah Youngberg hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's now got 6 points, and Mount Marty has increased her lead to 8 points now. 18-10. Here's McDermott with the ball to Laurel Zwiener. On the wing, that's going to be Frankie Peterson. Inside to Statler. Puts a move on. Throws up there left-handed and scores. Alicia Statler, nice move at the post there. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 18-12, Mount Marty with a lead. Lancers with the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Alexa Berg here on the wing. Comes out to Shike over there. She's double-teamed. Ball tipped away by Josie Schomp of Hastings. Gets it back under control. Sends it to the far sideline to Youngberg. Youngberg down to the baseline. Here's a jumper put up there by Little. Hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's still loose. It's picked up out of there by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Peterson comes to the near sideline to Sophia McDermott. McDermott comes to the near side down to Josie Schomp. Her pass is going to be deflected away. It goes out of bounds. Mount Marty tries to save it, but they are out of bounds. That was Allison DeCam who got her hands on it there for the Lancers. So Hastings will play things in. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock here. 10 minutes and 1 second to play in the first half. Mount Marty out on top of Hastings in women's college basketball this afternoon, 18-12. We're in Yankton, South Dakota for our twin bill here today. Frankie Peterson deep in the corner of the right side. Sends it in to Alicia Statler. Her shot in the lane. Good. She banks one home. Alicia Statler with 6 points in the ball game. She had 10 the last time these two teams played in that meeting back in Hastings. Broncos won that game 67-56. There's a long-range jumper by Youngberg. That's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is saved here. Gross has got it on the baseline. Comes out to Force. Now to Youngberg. Back outside now. It's April Winnie who's back into the ball game. To Force. To Winnie again. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass out to Force for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Gross in the lane. Gives it away now to Force. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down and a foul called. 2 and 3 shots in the hole there for Mount Marty. Then now Alicia Statler picks up the foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings here in the first half of play. Taylor Force will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. She is 1 out of 2 from the line so far today. No field goals yet. Shot is up there is good. Force will have one more. That gives the Lancers a 19-14 advantage. So Taylor Force will toe the mark again here. A 5'7" junior from Baldwin, South Dakota. The shot's going to be short. She gets her own rebound back on the right side of the lane and loses the ball out of bounds. Got her own shot back right side of the lane, and then as she was dribbling the ball, lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 19-14. Approaching the 9-minute mark here in the first half. Here's McDermott with the ball. Comes out to Josie Schomp. Now inside again. That's Statler with the ball. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Statler gets the field goal to go down, and she's fouled in the play here. A personal on Hannah Youngberg. That's going to be her second. So 2 fouls now on Youngberg. That's going to be the third team foul on the Lancers here in this first half of play. Statler has a chance at a 3-point play here. Her shot is up there. Good. 3-point play by Hastings, and now the Broncos are within 2 points. 19-17 is the score. Hastings scored the first two this afternoon, and then the Lancers came back and scored the next 11. Mount Marty had an 11-2 lead, and now Hastings has battled back. It is now 19-17 here in the first half on the road. April Winnie with the ball to Berg, sends it down in the corner, now to Forsch. Bounce pass down there to Gross, who comes back out of the wing on the left side to Berg. Back to the right side, a three-pointer put up there in. April Winnie throwing up a three ball. She becomes the third Mount Marty Lancer, third different player to hit a three here today. It's now 22-17. Hastings down by 5, and Mount Marty knocks the ball out of bounds here. Taylor Forsch knocking the ball away. into the scorer's table here on the near sideline. 22-17, Mount Marty with a lead. Hastings will inbound the ball. That's Frankie Peterson. Gets it into Sophia McDermott. Behind the screen there by Zwiener. Comes across the top now to Josie Schopp. Here's Peterson on the near sideline to Josie, top of the key. Lobs it down low. Ball knocked away from Statler out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there, Kylie Gross of Mount Marty. End of the ball game, Taz York. Coming out will be Josie Schopp. 8:30 remaining here in the first half, 22-17. Lancers have a five-point lead. Hastings will inbound the ball. Here's Peterson, goes inside again to Statler. Her shot in front of the hole is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. She had 10 the other day in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings back to within 3 points. It's 22-19. Here's Mount Marty working with the ball. Alexa Berg comes out top to Winnie. Winnie, now to Berg again. Down in the corner to Forrest. Her shot for three is good again. That's why they're the number three shooting, the number one shooting team in three-pointers here this week. Wow. 25-19. They're lighting up from the perimeter here against the Hastings College defense. Here's Alicia Stadler inside. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball is picked up on the baseline by April Winnie. Mount Marty has got a six-point lead. They've got the basketball down the near sideline. Taylor Forrest gets away from McDermott, takes it down on the baseline. Forrest, two-handed pass, comes out on top. Winnie fakes the three, dribbles to the right side. That's going to be DeCam. Now down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there by Berg is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Yorg with the ball down the near sideline. Taz brings it back into the offensive zone, top of the key. Alicia Stadler now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it, now to McDermott, top of the circle. Sophia dribbling with the ball, comes down in the corner of the right side. That's Taz Jorg. High post to Zwiener. Zwiener backs it on, out beyond the three-point circle. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Frankie Peterson on the wing. Gets it inside to Alicia Stadler. Backs up in the lane, now dumps it off to Zwiener. Her shot is up and in. Stadler gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal. Zwiener now has 6 points in the ball game. 25-21. Hastings still down by 4 points. We're by the seven-minute mark here in this first half. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Taylor Forrest. Comes over here to Berg. Berg now to Winnie on the wing on the right side. Winnie spins to the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. It's loose and it's picked up by McDermott. Sophia McDermott has it back for Hastings College. Comes back into the offensive zone. Gets it here to Zwiener at the top of the key. Laurel Zwiener now on the wing. Taz York holds it high above her head. Peterson at the top of the circle, drives it down the lane. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to McDermott. Back out to Statler. At the top of the circle, 12 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's McDermott with the ball on the wing, angles toward the goal, stops in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the left side. No good. Rebound Gross and a foul is called. Laurel Zwiener has got a rebounding foul here. That's going to be her second. Hastings College basketball here this afternoon from the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton. Hastings trailing Mount Barney by the score of 25-21. Here comes Courtney Spahn into the ball game now. For Hastings, Courtney Spahn out there along with Melissa Thompson coming in for head coach Jeff Dittman. 6:15 remaining here in the first half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Gross. She was fouled into play. Hastings now over the foul limit here. That's the seventh team foul following the Broncos. Here comes Kayla Karst back in there for the Lancers. Kylie Gross to the free throw line. 62% foul shooter in the season. She's got 2 points and a field goal so far today. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound to Karst. Karst gets it back here for the Lancers. Out on top to Winnie. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot good, and she fouls. April Winnie scores there for Mount Marty, and she is fouled in a play. Now she'll go to the free throw line to try to convert on a three-point play. Personal foul there is going to be whistled on Raggett of Hastings. That's going to be her first. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call another timeout. 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty 27, Hastings 21.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing Mount Marty in women's college basketball today, 27-21. And a couple of high school teams play this afternoon in the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island. Adams Central winning today over Pierce, 40-27. Hastings St. Cecilia dropped one to Grand Island Northwest, 55-38. The other ball game, Giltner beat Overton today, 43-41. Shot from the free throw line by Whitney is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So 27-21, the Lancers with a six-point lead. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Here's a Cammie Breckman over here to McDermott. Takes it down to the baseline. Sophia Drummond with the ball against Forsh. Comes out now to Sierra Williams in his end of the ball game. Now to Breckman. The ball is tapped away and it's picked up here by a Taylor Forsh. Turnover number six on Hastings here in the ball game. Taylor Forsh comes back the other way. Driving it against Sophia McDermott. Gives it away now to Winnie. And a traveling violation is called on Winnie as the defender, Josie Schopp, fell down. But a traveling violation is called on Mount Marty. Five turnovers now on the Lancers, six on Hastings. Mount Marty has a 27-21 advantage here over the Broncos as we're at the five-and-a-half-minute mark of the first quarter. There's Frankie Peterson with the ball on the wing on the left side. Gets it out to Josie Schopp. Still a man-to-man defense here for Mount Marty. McDermott now to Williamson outside. That's going to be Peterson with the ball over to Josie Schopp on the wing on the left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Bruckman with the ball. Mishandles it. Picks it up in 3-point territory. Now drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. With 3 seconds left in the shot clock, Cammie Breckman is fouled on the play. Kayla Karsh is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, and that's going to send Breckman to the free throw line for the Broncos. The former Silver Lake Mustang, 71% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their free throws this year. That's seventh in the conference. They're hitting 41% of their field goals, which is fourth in the conference, and 31% of their three-pointers this year for eighth in the conference. Bruckman will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So she buries a couple of free throws, her first 2 points in the ball game. Hastings now within 4 points. 27-23 is the score. Mount Marty with a lead. Here come the Lancers now. April Winnie brings it across the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass comes over here to Berg. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. That's going to be Carr. She puts a move on Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. Allen pass comes to the near sideline. That's a McDermott with the ball. McDermott gets it ahead now to Josie Schopp. They get it inside to Stadler. She spins away, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. She misses an easy one. And the rebound comes down to Winnie. April Winnie down the far sideline to Forsh. Forsh right at the top of the three-point circle. Backs up now against McDermott. Flips the ball away. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McDermott as he's trying to get it to Winnie. A turnover on the Lancers. That's their sixth of the ball game. Cammie Bruckman with the ball now for Hastings. The Josie Schopp near sideline now to a Frankie Peterson. Holds it back out on top now to McDermott. Taylor Forsh gives her plenty of room. Over there on the left wing, Cammie Bruckman now to Alicia Stadler inside the free throw circle. Fakes the shot, goes to Peterson. Peterson over in the far sideline of Schopp, drives it down the lane, dumps it away to Stadler, and she falls down. A traveling violation is called. Down on the ground was Gross, and Alicia kind of ran over Gross down there, and she's calling for the traveling violation, and she falls down as well with the basketball in front of the hole. So a turnover on Hastings, just a lot of humanity down there in the lane. Alicia kind of got caught up in the thing. Just whistle for the traveling violation. Seven turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 27-23 is the score. Mount Marty has got a four-point lead here over the Broncos. Coming back with the ball is going to be Taylor Forsh. Forsh on the dribble here for the Lancers. Over here on the wing to Alexa Bird. Bounce pass. They get it inside. That's Brittany Little. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a jump ball and a rebound as Alicia Stadler is tied up in the play by Gross. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get to play things in. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 27-23. Sophia McDermott on the dribble. Bounce pass again goes inside to Statler. Right side of the lane. Statler turns around, throws it to the far sideline. Bruckman has got it. Now to Statler at the top of the key. Bounce pass comes out to Josie Schopp looking for some dribble penetration. Backs it back out. Gets it over here on the wing on the right side to McDermott. Frankie Peterson up high. Knocks the ball down low to Statler. The ball is tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by April Winnie. Back the other way. Bounce pass to Forsh for three. Shot is up there. She carries another one. Taylor Forsh now with 2 3-pointers and 6 points in the ball game. She is third in the conference in the number of three-pointers made here this season. She's knocked down two in this ball game against Hastings. Mount Marty has got a seven-point lead. 30-23. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Force. Well, the Hastings College Broncos having some tough times here offensively in this ball game against this Mount Marty defense. It's a defense that's allowing only 65 points per ball game, but they're ninth in the conference in field goal percentage and fifth in the conference in giving up 3-point percentage, 41 and 31 respectively. But Hastings having a tough time getting anything to go down here this afternoon. They're down by 7 points, 30-23. Brittany Wong comes over here to Cambie Breckman. Breckman takes it in the lane, back out to Taz. She drives the ball down the lane, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the drive here on Taz York. That's going to go on April Winnie. That's going to be her second. The second foul on Winnie, team foul number 5 on the Lancers, a non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Yoshi Schopp comes over here on the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Across the top, wide open is Breckman. She fakes this out and now drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Winnie. So Breckman misses an easy layup there. There's a long pass down to floor. The Little, she goes for the hole, and she is fouling the play. Brittany Wong getting back there and commits the personal foul. That's her second. So now Little goes to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. That's team foul number 9 on the Broncos in the first half. This will be a shooting foul, though, as Brittany Little was in the act of shooting. She was mauled there by Brittany Wong, so Little goes to the line. She's got 2 points so far tonight, or this afternoon. Shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Brittany Little, a 49% foul shooter in the season. Now 26 out of 54. Here comes Melissa Thompson back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Cammie Breckman. 30-23. Mount Marty has got the lead. Here comes the next shot by Little. That one is up there. Bounces off of the back iron. No good. Ball is loose in the lane. It's finally retrieved here by Thompson. But Little misses a pair of free throws, and Hastings has got the ball now with 2.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half, Brittany Wong is called for the steps. Brittany Wong, a little indecision out here in three-point territory. She was being guarded by Taylor Forsh. 8 turnovers now in Hastings here in the first half. And Mount Marty will get things back here in backcourt. Berg will play things in to Taylor Forsh. Forsh brings it across the midcourt stripe. Wong is picking her up defensively. Here's a bounce pass right side of the lane, driving for the basket, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. They get it to Alexa Berg, and the ball is swatted out of bounds there by Stadler, who gets her second block in this ball game. She's now got 52 blocks for the season. Long pass into the lane. They get it to Allison DeCam. Her shot up there is good. Banks went home. Allison DeCam hits her first field goal, and the Lancers have a 9-point lead over Hastings. It is 32-23 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Josie Schomp inside again to Stadler. Shot is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Thompson. Out to Brittany Wong. Long-range jumper good. A 2-pointer there by Brittany Wong. Her foot was on the line, so Brittany Wong has given a 2 points here. It's now a 32-25 ball game. Here's Alexa Berg with a ball from Mount Marty down to the baseline. She throws it down in the opposite corner, and it's going to be out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Now, wait a minute. They're going to give the ball to who? It was tapped out by Hastings. Yeah, Mount Marty was back here in the defensive zone. They're calling him back. The Lancers will get to play things in. Evidently, somebody from Hastings touched it down there in the corner. Mount Marty will get it in. There's a shot by DeCam off of the baseline. It's going to be no good from 15. Rebound comes down to Schomp. Schomp down to Brittany Wong. Wong runs her back the other way. Minute and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. On the wing, Taz York has got it. Taz out to a Josie Schomp out here in three-point territory. Schomp gives it away. Out of Brittany Wong. Wong works it right side of the lane. Takes it to the elbow. Drops it down low. Alicia Stadler. Alicia going to the basket. Her shot is good, but she's going to be hit with an offensive foul here. She kind of put her shoulder down to drive it to the basket there, and she's hit with an offensive charging foul. That is the second foul on Alicia Stadler, team foul number 10 in the Broncos. That's going to be Mount Marty coming back the other direction with a minute and 17 seconds to play. Taylor Forsh has got the ball from Mount Marty, goes over there on the wing on the right side to Brittany Little. Out to Alexa Berg at the top of the circle, picked up by Schomp. There's Taylor Forsh again on the wing. Takes it to the free throw line, stops there, pass across the free throw line is intercepted. Intercepted by Schomp, gets the ball up the floor now to Brittany Wong. She drives, her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Running back the other way is Taylor Forsh. Forsh, left-handed dribble into the forecourt, pulls up on the wing, dribbles it into the lane. Now to Alexa Berg for 3. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's saved there by York, right in the hands of Brittany Little. She drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Taz York for Hastings. Gets the ball ahead now to Josie Schomp. Cuts for the hole, and we got a foul called. As Schomp is knocked down on the play here for the Broncos. So a foul here is going to be on Allison DeCam. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. 71% foul shooter in the season, 5 out of 7 for the Broncos, and her shot is up there, it's good.
So Schaaf will have one more. Here comes Gross back into the ball game. April Winnie comes back in. Youngberg will check out. Also, Kylie Gross, 34.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings. It is 32-26. Josie Schaaf will have one more. It's in the air. That one is good. So Schaaf hits a couple of free throws. Hastings now down by 5 points, 32-27. And now Mount Marty will come back with a possession here in this first half. They get it to Alexa Berg. Circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane. Now back out into three-point territory. Picked up by Taz Yorig. Out to April Winnie. Winnie picked up there by Josie Schaaf. Winnie drives the ball down the lane, forces up a shot, and draws a personal foul. And Winnie will go to the free throw line now for Mount Marty. So Winnie has got 5 points in the ballgame. The foul went on Laurel Zwiener. That's going to be her second. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Winnie. She'll have one more. They're going to give that one on Josie Schaaf instead. Josie Schaaf picks up the foul instead of Zwiener. April Winnie will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now a 33-27 ball game in favor of Mount Marty as Hastings will play things in now with 15 seconds left in this first half. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong brings it across the midcourt stripe here, directs some traffic. Mount Marty is in the man-to-man. Brittany Wong into the lane, kicks it out here to Josie Schaaf, sends it inside to Williamson, and the shot is up there at the buzzer. It is good. Sierra Williamson, who was into the ball game there. They got the ball inside to her. And Williamson, a turnaround jumper in the lane there, scores for Hastings College at the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos are trailing here at halftime to Mount Marty. The score at the break, it is Mount Marty 33, Hastings 29. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Laddie East Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. Bronco basketball for you from 1230 KHAS. Mount Marty with a lead here in the women's ball game. The score is 33-29. Hastings scored the first field goal of the ball game today. Mount Marty comes back to hit a tray. Took a 3-2 lead and scored the next 8 points. Mount Marty went on an 11-0 run there at the beginning of the ball game, and onto an 11-2 lead. Mount Marty led 18-10. Hastings came back, pulled within 5 points at 22-17. Mount Marty now with a 4-point advantage at halftime, 33-29. And Sierra Williamson, it's the final shot there in the first half to pull Hastings within 4 points. Leading the way for the Broncos so far is Alicia Stadler. She has got 9 in the ball game, and leading scorer for Mount Marty, it is Taylor Forsch. She has got 8 points in the ball game. So it's 33-29. Mount Marty with a lead over Hastings College. We'll take a timeout, come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles.
good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Balmarty is throwing down 6 3-pointers here in the first half of play. And the Lancers have the lead over the Broncos. The score is 33-29. Leading the way so far from Balmarty, you've got Taylor Forrest with 8 points. She's got 2 out of those 6 3-pointers. And she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Forrest has got 8 points here. April Winnie has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 6. Hannah Youngberg has knocked down 2 3-pointers. She has got 6 points here in halftime. Kayla Karst also with a 3, and she's got a 2-point field goal. She's got 5 points. The other scores for Mount Marty, Allison DeCam has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Brittany Little has got a field goal for 2, and Kylie Gross has got a field goal and 2 points here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Hastings, Alicia Stadler has got 9 points. Sadler has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener has got 6 points here in the first half. She's got 3 field goals. Taz Yorg has hit a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Brittany Wong has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Gabby Breckman, a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2. Josie Schopp is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. 33-29, Hastings trailing in the ball game to the Lancers here this afternoon. In the first half, Hastings hitting 45.8% from the field. They are 11 out of 24. Mount Marty is 11 out of 27 for 40%. The difference in three-pointers here this afternoon, Mount Marty is 6 out of 10 from the free throw line for 60%. Hastings has not attempted a three-point shot yet. The Broncos are 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. Mount Marty is 5 out of 12. Hastings out-rebounding Mount Marty 18 to 16. Lancers have a 7-4 advantage on the offensive end. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times during the first half of play. Mount Marty has got 7 turnovers. The Broncos have 3 blocked shots and 3 steals in the ball game, and Mount Marty has got 1 blocked shot and 4 steals. At halftime, it's the Lancers out on top of Hastings this afternoon in women's college basketball by the score of 33-29. You're watching the action at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Heartland Hoops Classic going on today. 8 high school basketball games being played today. All got started at 9 o'clock this morning as Giltner knocked off Overton in the first ball game by a score of 43-41. Adams Central beat Pierce today by a score of 40-27. Grand Island Northwest took care of Hastings St. Cecilia today, 55-38. So after losing to Central Catholic last night, the Hawks come back just less than 12 hours later, and they lose to Grand Island Northwest today, 55-38. Game going on now in Grand Island is Sutton and Norfolk Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Donovan Trumbull at 4 this afternoon. Those games will be on ESPN 1550 KICS. And then we'll wrap things up with 3 games tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. You've got Minden against Gretna at 5:45, Grand Island against South Sioux City at 7:30, and Heartland Lutheran against Sumner Eddyville Miller in a final ball game at 9:15. We're at halftime here. Hastings College is trailing Mount Marty by a score of 33-29. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up. Then Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination.
Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is sophomore Taz Urig, point guard from Sydney, Nebraska, majoring in secondary education with a 3.56 GPA. Now back in Sydney, she had a lot of success. It was all-conference 4 years, state qualifier, first-team All-State, and that success has translated into her college season as she has appeared in all 26 games for the Broncos this year, shooting 40% from the field, 32% from behind the arc, and 65% from the free throw line. She is averaging 8 points a game and has 1.6 rebounds. In the classroom, Taz is a member of the FCCLA, been on the Dean's List for the past two consecutive years, and in her free time, still enjoys playing sports. Your Scholar Athlete of the Week, Taz Urig, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronik with you. Joining us this afternoon over at the Hastings College Health Center, we have Beth Latrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
You're sure welcome.
Beth, we wanted to focus on today's spotlight on this past week over at Hastings College. It was Sexual Responsibility Week. Take a little bit of time and tell us about Sexual Responsibility Week, why it's held at Hastings College.
Sexual Responsibility Week is a week that all of the PUN groups participate in and plan, and it's an event, probably the only event of the year, that all six of the groups work together to pull this event off. And it's a week long of educating people on ways to be safe if they choose to be sexually active.
Now, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned about the PUN groups. Talk about these. This, I believe it is the Pure Umbrella Network.
It's called the Pure Umbrella Network, and it's kind of the umbrella over all of the PUN groups. Groups were developed as the need arose. So instead of 6 or 12 people that teach all of campus health education, we have 6 different groups on campus that teach more specific to topics. So there's Alliance with the GBLTQ and Allies, Bacchus, which is Alcohol and Other Drugs, CARE, which is the Healthy Relationships Acquaintance Rape Group, 5-0, which is the HIV and STI Education Group, and SHAC, which picks up everything else, including all of the health issues, and Active Minds, that does mental health teaching to erase that stigma.
And so, Beth, why would all of the peer education groups come in together for just sexual responsibility?
Well, each group gets very concentrated on their topic, and sexual responsibility plays into all 6 topics. And so the week of events this year was, they talked about consent, talked about risks of unprotected oral sex. They always have an event called Ask the Sexperts, which has a panel of physicians and professors and people from Hastings Family Planning, which answer questions that are produced by the student audience, and cover cover all those sort of issues that they may not feel comfortable asking a friend, or may not feel the friend is giving them a good response, so they can ask this panel of experts, anonymously, of course, and then get the response they need. And we finish up the week with a Sexival, which is actually a carnival of each pun group hosting a game with questions that tie sexual responsibility into their group's topic. So we have balloon pops and ball throws and ring toss and Plinko and all sorts of fun games.
Let's focus a little bit more. We were talking about the Ask the Sexperts, that event. Do you find out when college students get to ask their questions in that form, listen to people that are hearing feedback from them, do you find that that's more engaging for them to go to these conversations?
Oh, yes. That is usually one of the most highly attended events of the week. And this year we had Dr. John Baumfock from our faculty, Dr. Kathy Amio, Dr. Tyler Adam, and Dr. Leonard, the new pediatrician in town, and then Tiffany Krause, the community educator from Hastings Family Planning, and they were the panel of experts. And, you know, it's a lighthearted way to do teaching because, frankly, some of the questions are way out there. But, you know, it provides a way for students to ask those burning questions that they may not take to anyone else. And without that knowledge, they may be putting themselves at risk.
Okay. Once again, it's been Beth Luttrell with the Hastings College Health Department, the health center over there. Beth, we really appreciate you taking time talking a little bit about sexual responsibility.
We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Laddie E. Semple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. In between games, the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up an overtime victory over the Lancers in the first one. The final score is 78-71 this afternoon. Alicia Stadler led the way for Hastings. She had 26 points in the basketball game, 17 in the second half of and overtime here this afternoon. So Stadler ties her season high of 26 in the ball game this afternoon for Hastings College at 12 field goals. And she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Courtney Spahn ends up with 11 points in the ball game tonight. After scoring just 5 points in the first half, Spahn came on in the overtime, hit a couple of three-pointers, and finishes with 11 points. Spahn was 4 out of 9 from the field this afternoon and 3 out of 7 on three-pointers, including those crucial ones in the extra session. So Courtney Spahn ends up with 11. Taz Yorig had 10 points tonight. Taz had a field goal, and she was 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Brittany Wong had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 10 points. Laurel Zwiener had 4 field goals and 8 points. The other scores for the Broncos, Sophia McDermott had a 3 for her only points in the ball game. Josie Schopp had 3 free throws and 4 attempts for 3 points. Melissa Thompson had 2 on a field goal, and Cammy Bruckman had a couple of free throws today and 2 points. But Alicia Stadler, 26 points. Courtney Spahn with 11, and Taz Yorg and Brittany Wong with 10 points apiece. They'll lead the Broncos to the victory here this afternoon. Scoring for the Lancers of Mount Marty, they were led today by Taylor Forsh, who comes up with 17 points. Forsh hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game today, and she was also 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. Actually, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for Taylor Forsh. 14 points for Kylie Gross. She had 6 field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was April Winnie. Knocked down a 3 and a 2, and she was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line for 11. So again, Taylor Force with 17, Kylie Gross with 14, and April Winnie with 11. Their other scorers, Kayla Crushed had 8 points. Allison DeCam had 8 points. Hannah Youngbird had 6. 5 for Alexa Bird. And let's see, 2 points for Brittany Little. Hastings College wins it here in the women's ball game. Final score of 78-71. Final shooting numbers into the ball game today. Hastings College ended up shooting 28 out of 63 from the field, for 44%. Mount Marty was 24 out of 64, for 37%. Hastings 4 out of 13 on three-pointers today, for 30%. But two of those 4 three-pointers came in the overtime session. Mount Marty was 9 out of 19 on three-pointers today for 47%. Hastings hit 18 out of 23 from the foul line for 78%. Mount Marty was 14 out of 24 for 58%. The Broncos out-rebounding Mount Marty 48 to 36. Alicia Stadler, by the way, had 16 rebounds in the ballgame today for Hastings. So she had 26 points and 16 rebounds for Hastings College. A double-double on the Mount Marty side, too. They had Kylie Gross scoring 14 points and grabbing 11 rebounds, but Hastings out-rebounding Mount Marty 48-36 today. The Broncos had 11 turnovers. Mount Marty had 10. Hastings had 7 blocked shots, including 4 by Alicia Stadler. Mount Marty had 2 blocked shots. Hastings had 5 steals. Mount Marty had 5 steals. So Hastings wins it this afternoon over Mount Marty by a score of 78-71. We're going to take a break, step away here for a minute or so. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get ready to take on the Lancers this afternoon. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska?